There's nothing like a warm spring morning after a long cold winter. And in most parts of Ontario, next weekend dawns the opening day of trout season. Whether you're heading to your favorite stream or lake, it's truly a magical time of year. Now, if you're looking for something a little more kid-friendly and love crunchy battered perch fillets like I do, the 36th annual Aurelia Perch Festival starts this weekend. I mean, really, how could something so easy to catch be so tasty? And speaking of tasty, April 25th marks the opening of wild turkey season in Ontario. So don't go away, there's more to come.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Doug Bunker talks about the opening of the 36th annual Aurelia Perch Festival today. Gobblestalker Pro Staff Brian Shepherd is in studio to prep us for the opening day of wild turkey season on April 25th here in Ontario, Bill C-246, and how it affects anglers and hunters, plus Angler and Hunter's outdoor quiz, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Did you know 4 species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce, tough, proven.
Welcome to Season 6 of Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm your host, Randy Jennings. Lake Simcoe has always been popular for its perch fishery, and now is the best time to catch them. You can also catch some great prizes and activities at the 36th Annual Aurelia Perch Festival, starting today. Well, one thing I remember from not that long ago, my daughter, she's all grown up now, but when she was just a young little kid, I used to take her up to Aurelia for the Aurelia Perch Festival every year. And luckily enough, I've tracked down Doug Bunker from the Aurelia Perch Festival to have a little chat with us about the goings on. And of course, today being the inaugural day of the Aurelia Perch Festival. How are you doing, Doug?
Oh, we're great today. Just getting ready to kick off for 22 days of fishing.
Good stuff. So how long has the Aurelia Perch Festival? I kind of alluded that it's at least, how old is my daughter now? It's at least 22 years old. So how long has it been around for?
This year we're celebrating the 36th annual Perch Festival, which is kind of interesting because it's had a longevity as well as it's a multi-generation event now because we're getting guys coming up saying, I came here single, I now have grandchildren.
Wow. That is neat. And it really is, at least when I remember when I was going up there, it is an event for everybody.
Yeah, I've often said, if you can hold a stick, you can pretty well catch a perch.
Yeah.
And kids like the fish, really, because they're very aggressive and they don't get bored. And unless there's something really terrible weather-wise, it's going to be a great spring kickoff experience. You know, everybody's sort of got cabin fever right now. So
yeah, I want to get out and do something, for sure. Yeah. So yeah. Traditionally, how many people do you have participating in this event?
We average just over 4,000.
4,000.
Of all ages, yeah.
Wow, and it spans, obviously, over 22 days. Tell the listeners a little bit of some of the highlights that they can expect. I guess today being it'll be kind of the inaugural day. So what happens today, and what kind of highlights do we have along the way?
Well, all these anglers here, of course, are going out to catch a perch. There's one way to win, of course, to catch one of the tag fish.
Okay.
They're worth a minimum of $500.
Nice.
And you could be in any age. Catch that. I've had a 3-year-old catch a tag perch. The oldest has been an 87-year-old grandmother out with the grandchildren, so it's a wide range right there. And the average catch is about 23%, so that's almost a quarter of them get caught every year, which is a high return.
Yeah.
And we have over almost 70 $500 tags out there, and there are some bonus ones. There's two for $1,000, one from Simcoe County Tourism, the other one from the Geneva Bingo. And we have a nice one for $3,000 out there from Kitchen Tire. That's a local business in town, and he's a third-generation angler, too. So
that's awesome. So you could catch a perch with a tag in it and walk away with $3,000 from Kitchen Tire.
Yeah, yeah, and the tags are some people ask what they look like. They're sort of like a yellow piece of spaghetti.
Okay.
And because some people get the fish and they forget to take a look, and I've had a few occasions where people say, you just threw back a whole lot of money.
yeah, because so, I guess the yellow might even kind of combine with the yellow color on the perch.
Well, we've tried to make it contrasting, but again, it depends what you're focused on when you're out there.
Yeah, and you don't want somebody eating one if they're eating the perch or something, I guess. But probably not.
Well, we are a live release event. That's one of the things we've been doing for 25 years now.
So they're all released alive. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to eat some, that's fine. Keep them. But we're trying to educate kids in other cultures, and just for sustainability reasons, just bring one back alive. And we have a big tank there that our Aurelia Fish and Game Conservation Club take them back to the lake from that tank. And it's kind of nice because it's got some windows in it, so the youngsters come and take a look at their fish and everybody else's till they go back.
Nice. You can see all different sizes of perch. And where would that be located? Obviously at your headquarters.
Yeah, the headquarters are at a place called Tuthill Park.
Okay.
Highly visible on the highway. And we look out on Kuching and Lake Simcoe from that position, so we get to keep an eye on everything going on.
Nice.
And it's easy to get to and easy to park. And at the headquarters, it's always interesting because there's lots of fishing stories come out of that place, that's for sure.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
If a cartridge gets jammed in your firearm, can you legally transport it for repair? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
If a cartridge gets jammed in your firearm, can you legally transport it for repair? It is illegal to transport a loaded firearm. Get help or call your local police.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, I have many a fond memory perch fishing with my father on Lake Simcoe. In fact, I took my kids to the Orillia Perch Festival many, many years ago and plan to take my grandkids there someday. The 36th annual Perch Festival starts today, and you're listening to my chat with Doug Bunker.
And especially, well, I mean, Lake Simcoe and Kuchiching, we're talking about a very large body of water, so there's quite a number of fishing stories that could come out of a body of water that large.
Well, yeah, they all wonder, the first question I get asked sometimes, is, well, why here and why in the Narrows? And I said, well, perch, traditionally in the spring, when the water temperature goes up a couple degrees, you'll find them in around the marinas and around canals and any place where the water is starting to move because a couple of reasons. One, it's warmer water, and two, the food tends to be in there.
Right.
Really what happens later on, about a week after the ice is off, that the fish really start to congregate in the Narrows because Lake Simcoe is like a big stream going into Lake Kuchiching. And exponentially, a large amount of water means a large amount of fish. And the minnows are there, the perch are there, There's just a whole bunch of activity kick-starting off spring in the marine part of the waterway. And it's amazing because you can look down one day and see nothing, and then you can't see the bottom for perch. So
wow,
it's
really nice.
Something to watch.
That sounds exciting. So besides the actual fishing, are there other activities that go on at Tudhoe Park during the event?
Well, yeah, we have some ongoing demonstrations and that, but a real highlight is Kids Day with the OPP. We have the OPP headquarters in Orillia, and this is a special occasion. This year it takes place on April 30th. That's a Saturday, 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
And it's a land-based event. There's actually no technical fishing. There's all sorts of fishing-type techniques and contests, and you know your species of fish, and then there's a bunch of sporting games. And what you do is you get a little passport ticket, and you check off all the activities you do. And when you hand that in, after about a couple of hours, because it runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., after those 2 hours, we start to draw names of all these winners. We have all these great prizes, and it doesn't cost anything to enter. And you just come out, and I have probably a good 50 OPP officers at my beckoning call, which is kind of neat for a day.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. That gives the kids an opportunity to get to know the police officers and spend a great day in the outdoors.
Well, you know, the officers always come away with a smile and stories of what just happened. And, you know, I saw a really big, tough OPP motorcycle officer, tears coming down behind his mirrored sunglasses, and I was looking at him, and this little girl just had him in stitches, and it was fun to see. And another one that I was watching, I said, this is interesting. They throw a hard ball at a fence with the officer behind it with a radar gun.
Oh,
and,
neat.
It was kind of like a speed trap for a for a ball, but it was interesting because, you know, all these little things, gadgets they have, they bring out, and we have fun playing with them.
Yeah, and kids really love that kind of stuff. So April 30th would certainly be a date to look for. Any other activities that are going on in the park other than the usual, you know, having the fish there and that?
Well, we did our opening ceremony on Friday night last night, and that's got tons of raffles and draws. And then we do our closing ceremonies. That'll be on Saturday, May 7th.
Okay.
And that's at 7 p.m. at Otis Park. That's the fairgrounds. And we give out all the draw prizes that people have been fishing for during the event.
Okay.
And plus more raffles and the grand prize. And I always say to people, you know, the more days you fish, the more chances you have to win because our draw prizes are fantastic. I mean, and every day you fish, you got, like, technically five draws you're in. So if you fish for 3 days, you got five draws you're in and just multiples of that. And that's why it's so popular. We have so many winners, so many great things to give away. The manufacturers are great to us. They like it because it really kickstarts the fishing season and get a lot of happy anglers ready to go for the whole summer.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. So how do our listeners get involved? Obviously, they can pre-register.
Yes, they can go to Orillia.com, and there's all the information. We take our online registration off as of today because we have so many places in town you can register.
Okay.
We have perch books all over the place. You'll probably find one inside. There is a registration form and or the ways that you can register.
Okay.
As well as the information on the prizes, and you'll see those at the Federation of Anglers and Hunters offices, restaurants, gas stations, all across Central and South Ontario.
Right, and they could register at Tudhoe Park as well, I presume.
The day you come up and you get so inspired, you can sign right up and go fishing and be back in an hour with a fish and you're in a bunch of draws. It's that easy. It's a fishing event for anglers of all ages, and I think that's what keeps me going because I say, you know what, these people are doing this now. This is a memory chip, and fishing is really nice because it's one of the few sports you can do at any age with anybody any age. So I like to see that 60-year-old with a 6-year-old in a boat and sharing the moment or the family or whatever. It just transcends age. It's just nice to get out there, enjoy nature, and it's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for giving us some information. That's Orillia Perch Festival starting today, April 16th, and going on right through May 7th. You can register right in Tudhoe Park. You can look it up at Orillia.com. Get up in there and do some fishing. Thanks so much, Doug.
We'll talk later and see you up here, I hope.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
We will return with Turkey Talking with Brian Shepherd after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
You know, the spring is a great time for fishing in Ontario, and it's a great time for hunting too. Our guest is no stranger to the mysterious world of wild turkeys. In fact, Gobblestalker Pro Staffer Brian Shepherd is in studio to share some of his secrets to take along with us on the 25th of April this year.
How are you doing, Brian?
Great. So we're going to talk about wild turkeys today and something that has been reintroduced into Ontario. The turn of the last century, they had disappeared from the landscape, and some concerned hunters and anglers brought them back, which is quite a success story. If anybody wants to read up on that, you'd certainly want to go to ofah.org and check on that. But Brian, the reason why I brought you here today is because you're a seasoned turkey hunter, and wild turkeys are not the easiest bird to get, that's for sure. So I thought maybe we could talk to the listeners a little bit about you and about how they can get involved in wild turkey hunting. So to start it all off, how on earth did you get involved in this?
Well, I've been
I've been in it for quite a few years now, and as you know, Randy, Kevin Bartley and I, he has the company Gobblestalker Turkey Calls, and I've been with him since day one. Just prior to him starting that, I got into some guys asking me if I wanted to go out, and I didn't know anything about it. I was quite fortunate that these guys have been in it for a little longer than I have, and so I got to know the ins and outs of how to set up, not moving, to call eventually, and that sort of thing.
What's the allure? What's the big deal with, is it the turkey salad sandwiches or?
It's, well, starting in the spring, you don't really have anything other than fishing in the spring. And it's just to be out there. You've got the birds starting to sing in the morning, that type of thing and stuff. Everything's nice and quiet. And then you hear all the life start to begin as daylight starts to become brighter.
Yeah, because
brighter,
you're out there obviously waiting for the sun to come up so that you're...
That's right. And it's a whole different world in the springtime. Everything's fresh. Everything smells fresh and everything. You get out of the house it's just...
A new opportunity and...
That's right.
And to harvest a very large bird, some of them weighing in excess of 30 pounds.
That's correct, yes.
Which is huge. So, I mean... To me, I turkey hunt a bit, and I do really enjoy it. I like the simplicity of it, but we do need some things to hunt for wild turkeys. Number one, we need a current small game license. We also need our wild turkey license, which we can get by ordering a DVD from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, simply viewing it at home and doing a test with a hunter education instructor or attending one of our seminars. We do have the seminars in the spring. There's a few left this year that if our listeners wanted to attend, there again, go to our website. And that's, they're traditionally a half day and then you can get your turkey license. So with all the legalities done, now you've got your licenses and you want to go hunting. Let's start off with equipment. What do we need in the way of equipment, for wild turkey hunting?
Well, first of all, Randy, you don't have to go out and spend thousands of dollars.
I like that.
you really don't. If you have some camouflage clothing, mm-hmm. And you don't have to buy, $400 or $500 suits or, in camouflage and stuff like that. But as long as you're camouflage, and of course, then you need your gun or your bow. If you're using a bow, it's a little challenge there too. But if you're going to use a gun, especially for these young hunters, I would suggest getting into a 20-gauge shotgun.
Okay.
And as you get the feel of it, and if it doesn't bother them too much as far as the recoil and that goes, then maybe up to a 12-gauge. But other than that, there's you just have your turkey calls. And the best way to get these calls is go to a store, talk to people in the industry that sell these calls, get them to show you how they operate. And that's teaching in itself, and it's not very difficult.
It's one of those things you just got to spend the time at.
You have to spend the time. That's right, Randy. But, you don't necessarily have to get into the mouth calls, the diaphragm calls, where it does take a lot of practice. This year or right now is not the time to actually be getting into the mouth calls and trying to practice. You should have been doing this a little while ago.
So these diaphragm calls, you actually put them right in
your mouth. There's instructions on the back of the package and everything.
Probably a disclaimer too.
Yeah.
As long as you swallow it.
Just hope you don't have a gag reflex.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's some manual calls and, of course, like you say, some camouflage to blend in with your background. Maybe a nice chair or a seat to sit in because you're going to be doing a lot of sitting down.
That's correct.
And then, of course, in the course and in the DVD, they show you actually how to locate the birds with locator calls and that sort of thing, which is good. But locating them is easy. It's getting the property to hunt on that's difficult because, there's a lot of private land around. How do you approach something like that?
Well, Randy, that is difficult, especially with people that are coming from the city and trying to get into turkey hunting. It is very difficult. I get properties by knocking on doors. Now, there is a lot of people that do turkey hunt out there today, so you're getting less and less of a chance to get in on these properties. So if you can't get these properties, try to find somebody that will actually take you out.
Somebody who's already hunted turkeys.
That's already hunted turkeys and that's the easiest way, because if you really don't want to spend big dollars on all this stuff, if you find out later on, you get discouraged and you find out later on, this isn't for me. It's too hard or whatever the case may be. To get out maybe with a friend of a friend or something like that, or you can actually, there is people that'll take you out, especially the children, that'll take you out. They won't charge you anything in that. They just, you know, like myself, I love taking kids out.
Yeah.
You know, first time hunters and that, I get a bigger kick out of that than hunting myself.
Yeah.
Just buy your tags and,
And away you go. So
away you go.
And we're talking about 12 years of age or older.
That's correct.
And they can go and get a hunting license. Obviously, they, you know, they can't drive cars and own guns, but they can go out with an older person to mentor them. And that's what we're talking about here, which is a great opportunity.
That's right. Myself, I've been in this here for a long time, so I've accumulated a lot of equipment. Now, not trying to sell a hunt or anything like that, but get to know people in around you, and you'll find these places in your outdoor stores. You'll find them at the Toronto Sportsman Show.
Yeah,
there's all different kinds of shows that you can find people that are selling calls, or they're making and selling calls, custom calls, and all that kind of thing, like we do,
right?
With Gobblestalker Calls.
We will return with more Turkey Talking with Brian Shepherd after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Invasive plants are known to spread along walking trails and other natural areas people like to visit. You can help stop their spread by checking for and removing any seeds or plant parts that may have attached to your footwear, gear, or pets before you leave the trail. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing! Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
You're listening to Angler and Hunter Radio. By the turn of the last century, wild turkey disappeared from Ontario's landscape as a result of habitat destruction and unregulated harvest. Thanks to the efforts of private individuals, the MNRF, and non-government organizations like the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, wild turkey once again flourished in our great province. What a success story! And you're listening to My Chat with Brian Shepherd, pro staffer from Gobblestalker Calls, to share some hunting tips for this upcoming season.
So what would be an easy, and I mean the one that comes to mind with me would be the push button call, but tell our listeners what would be an easy one to get started with, and then how we would go from there to, you know, a more advanced call.
Yeah. If you were to decide to get into calls, the first thing I would suggest to anybody getting out is you want a call that'll pretty much do everything for you. It'll locate your birds for you.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of calling louder.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do a nice, once you get the birds coming in, it'll do a nice purr call or a cluck or, and then you have, that sort of thing. So I would suggest anybody to do this is go buy yourself a pot call.
A pot call. And you just have one there.
I do have them here. I do have a glass and I have a slate and I have a ceramic.
Give the listeners a sound on that. Now, just to let you know, for those of you who don't turkey hunt, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to sound like a female turkey, you know, asking for the company of a male turkey. Would I be accurate with that?
That is correct.
And this is a pot call. Hold up to the microphone.
Okay.
And this is like a sound that they would, okay, would this be a purr or a cluck?
Well,
or?
What I'll do, I'll go through a sequence of first to locate the tom.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it fairly loud. And then if you don't hear anything, get louder yelp. Then once the bird gobbles and you know where he is, then you can tone it down. What we tell him, tone it down. And he might gobble again. So as he's coming closer, then what you're going to do is you're really going to tone it down. You just...
Almost like a purring noise, eh?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
This guy knows how to talk to birds.
And...
That's a pot call, so it's just a little striker and a little it almost looks like a plate, and you're striking it against the plate.
Yeah. Now, these pot calls are not waterproof.
Okay.
So your best scenario is to keep it in your pocket till it's time to use. Same with your striker, because you don't want to get it wet. You don't want to get it damp in the spring mornings and that. There's a lot of dew in that as well. We also have a... what we call a ceramic.
Okay.
And it is actually with an acrylic striker and a ceramic pot. It can rain all day, Randy, and you can run it.
So the ceramic pot calls?
That's right. We only have these here in a custom pot call to sell, unfortunately. But it's just the way it is right at the moment. But like I said, it could be pouring all day, and we've demonstrated this at shows and everything. Poured water on it and ran, and people just couldn't believe it.
It still works. So the ceramic ones would be great, at least for me. That's what I'd be looking at. Now,
I used mine a lot, Randy, last year because, you know, the weather last year, we did have a lot of rain, and that was a godsend.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So the ceramic pot call. Now, what about these box calls? Obviously, you're still using – keep in mind, listeners, we need two hands to use – the pot call, we need two hands to use the box call.
That is correct, Randy. We do have box calls where you actually have to chalk them, okay? And then once the chalk wears off, then you would chalk it again.
Okay.
They are not waterproof either. What we also do have is a box call that has our own chemical on the back side of it.
Okay.
And on the edge of the pot itself. That is totally waterproof.
So this box calls.
So this
and this looks like a long, thin box with a little levered handle on the end of it.
That's correct. Yeah. And you can do all the calls with them. You can do a purr call and that with them as well. But that takes takes a little bit of practice.
So these are a little more advanced.
A little more advanced.
Right.
You can get out there if you want to take and...
But like good volume though, eh?
Yeah, good, yeah. Lots of volume. Length of the, we have cedars, we have, well, we got a walnut here. It's, or chestnut, pardon me. It's 100-year-old chestnut from South Carolina.
Wow, so different types
different
of
stuff. We have that. Yep, different types of wood and everything. But okay. they all do the same thing. It's just the application changes.
So that's the pot call, easier. There's also a push button call, which is just a, like a box call, and you just push on a little button or whatever.
There is, Randy. I don't have one here today with
me. Well, it's because that's for guys like me.
But we have a great combination push button call now that is actually tunable. You can actually tighten the tension on the spring those now, where you can do a nice yelp. Okay, and then you could turn it and do a nice purr call with it as well, too. Or you can do a yelp and a purr just by switching your two fingers back
Very
and
nice.
Forth. Really nice. Really
now,
nice
now I mean, we're looking at years of experience here with you and the calls, and obviously these gobble-stalker calls make some nice sounds. For somebody who's new to it, how important is it? How can they get out there and actually call in a bird without making a sound that's maybe saying something they shouldn't be saying? Or you know what I mean?
Yes.
What would you recommend? What kind of advice would you give the listeners?
If you're trying to locate a bird without using a turkey call,
or just you're worried maybe your calling technique isn't, you know, you're obviously an expert at it, but yeah. What if, you know, you're just new to it, and is there some way you can do it to maybe hide your inaccuracies, or does that matter? Does that
well,
even matter?
It's not so much how well you can call. A lot of it has to do what you're calling when.
Okay.
Okay. That has a big influence. And just watch when you're doing your calling, watch the bird's reaction. Watch the tom's reaction. Watch the hen's reaction. And that she might get mad at you because you're sounding a lot like her. So she'll start getting louder.
Okay. Louder. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That could be a really good thing. Because then what you're going to do is you're going to draw that hen in closer.
So you're kind of picking a fight with her.
You're trying to pick in a fight. That's correct, Randy. Okay. And what you're going to do is eventually bring in that tom.
Oh, I got you.
So,
okay.
Yeah. If you don't, I recommend also, if you're trying to locate a bird, if you're using a box call, a pot call, or any of them, okay, use a call in your arsenal that you're not going to use during hunting season.
Okay.
Because what you're going to do is and this is a little tip, you're going to educate those birds to that sound. And then next thing you know, those birds are coming out to you. They're looking around for this hen that's making all this noise and everything. Can't find it. And you're educating that tom to that sound. So
okay.
You say, well, there's nothing here. I'm not going to, you know.
Okay. So be cautious about that when you're scouting.
So we do have, I have crow calls. Now,
So why would you make the sound like a crow? What does that have to do with turkey hunting?
Okay, what that does is that shocks the tom into gobbling.
They gobble at crows.
They'll gobble at crows.
Yeah, I've seen them do it. I don't know why they do it.
I've actually heard them gobble at thunder.
Car door slamming.
Car door slamming, like people say.
Bring your car door out in the woods.
Oh, I don't need that. You know, I just.
But yeah, the crow call. So if you make that call, you can hear them gobble. You got an idea where they are.
Where they are. And then you can close the distance on them, or else just sit where you are and then do your thing with your.
Right.
Your calling with your.
Would you say that if you get a response and you're, you know, you're still kind of learning how to call, maybe less calling is better than more?
That is correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yes, it is.
That works for me too.
Sometimes you might, if the tom is henned up with two or three hens, he might not come to you right away.
Right.
And once the hens are bred, then maybe later on, maybe it could be an hour or two, could be half hour, could be 2-3 hours. Then he might, you're still there sitting in that spot and you're calling periodically. As soon as you call, he knows where you are. Even though he can't see you, he knows where you are.
They have an amazing ability to do that, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do, Randy.
They can pinpoint that sound right to the inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. When I went up to my cabin and I called in the morning and I had one respond. And, it didn't show up. So I went and I was clearing some trails and stuff. And I came back a couple hours later and there was turkey tracks all around the area where I was calling. So I guess he came and looked around and thought, well, must have gone, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I've had an incident a couple of years ago. I watched a tom walk out into the field, and he'd been there at that time every day. And I knew where he was going to head down into the field and into the hardwoods. And I watched him walk out, and I called, and he would not come. And I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I tried different call. He gobble and gobble and gobble. Next thing, a hen comes out. Another hen comes filing out. And another, there's four hens. Randy, it took me 6.5 hours to get that tom.
Really?
Six. And I tried everything.
Well, he's got, how many girlfriends did he have already? And you're you're trying to sell him on one.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to him. Yeah. So, yeah, I can see that.
So, yeah, it can be tough sometimes. And I tell people, and they say, well, you got a lot more patience than I do. And I've told a lot of hunters that, and I said, well, it's a difference between getting that bird and not getting that bird. And I wanted that bird.
Yeah.
That particular bird, I wanted him. He had some nice spurs on, real nice thick beard on him and that too. So
it's nice. Tougher. To get a trophy, it's tougher because that's why they're trophies, because
right.
they don't respond like
that. Yeah, they're not stupid by any means, Randy, at all. Some people say, well, you know, I can sit in my garage and feed them. They come right to the I hear that all the time. But for us that go out there and hunt birds and for new people, I'll tell you, there's no life like it.
It's a lot of fun, and they're great eating.
They're excellent eating.
They're very good.
They are excellent eating. There's now I won't get into any recipes or anything like that because I don't want to be giving
their
up trade secrets. But
their breast meat isn't as white as like a store-bought, but it isn't as dark as the wing meat is either.
Yeah, it's almost like a creamy color.
Yeah. But yeah. They are probably, if I had to say, because I have actually managed to shoot the odd one in my life, the ones that we've had they taste just like a store-bought turkey, only that it's more richer. The flavor is so much more flavorful. So there's a reward, you know, in itself too.
There is.
Getting something great to eat. Now, you've obviously got a lot of experience at this. You've got all these calls and stuff in front of me, and you've got the truck that it's all, like, I can tell you're a professional turkey hunter. And I can also tell, from my line of things, I fished all my life. And when you do something a lot, you learn a lot and you have a lot of knowledge. And nowadays, having a lot of time to learn how to call birds, how to locate birds, how to get private property permission, it's tough. It's difficult to get that all done. First of all, can our listeners get in touch with you for a guided hunt? And second of all, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of me by email Randy at expo@simpatical.ca.
Expo
at simpatical.ca.
Okay.
They can call me. I don't have a landline anymore. I just have strictly cell, and I answer all my calls. If I happen to miss an email or a text, you can text me as well. But you can reach me at 905-396-8683. I'd be happy to take kids out, and first time hunters. It's such a treat.
Yeah. It's always nice seeing somebody else be successful. Now, would it be a full day, half day, or is it kind of the guest?
Normally they're half days, Randy. They can, and I have taken individuals out, and I've also taken two people out at the same time. And fortunate enough that both of them had doubled out on birds
nice.
At the same time.
Very nice.
I've done quite a bit of that. But, you can book a full-day hunt. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a long day, and for somebody that's into the turkey hunting for the first time, that is a long day.
You'll be exhausted after
you
a half a day.
You will be exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But there are afternoon hunts as well, too. I usually start, you know, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, you can only hunt till 7, I guess it is. So
yeah.
So it's
so
long
great
before daylight or long before sunset too. So you got to kind of pick where these birds are going to be before they actually go to roost.
Well, that's the other thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's all the time involved in figuring out where these things are and how to find them and all that.
Takes a lot of time, Randy. And I've had landowners come up to me and ask me, Brian, you never stay home.
Yeah.
I said, well, I love it out here. If I was fortunate enough to have a place just out in the country, man, you couldn't, you know, I'd never move back to town or anything. I wouldn't even be doing grocery shopping, I don't think.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I know you're busy out there hunting and that, but thanks for coming out and giving us some insight into the world of turkey hunting.
Well, thanks very much, Randy, for having me.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Hey, let's go fishing! Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Joining us now is Greg Ferrant, Manager of Government Affairs and Policy for the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
So, Greg, there has recently been a lot of discussion about an animal cruelty bill in Parliament and the potential impact it might have on fishing and hunting. Can you give us an idea of what it's all about?
Sure, Randy. Thanks very much. You know, from the outset, I want to be really clear that most reasonable people and most Canadians and are certainly not opposed to laws that protect animals and protect against neglect or cruelty to animals. The newest bill is called Bill C-246. It was introduced in February, and it deals with some things that most of us would agree with about shark fins and cat and dog fur, but it goes well beyond that and actually poses a real risk to the outdoor community, whether that be anglers, hunters, trappers. It hurts medical research, farming, both poultry and livestock producers, the Jewish community, fairs and exhibitions. There's a whole broad sweep of people that would be impacted upon by the changes proposed in that bill if it were to pass.
So how would the bill affect hunting and fishing?
Well, I'll go through some of the generalities, if you will, without getting into the legal mumbo jumbo of the bill, which is very complex. But the bill proposes to raise the risk of criminalizing certain legal activities like fishing and hunting. It lowers the standards to lay criminal charges. It ignores provincial legislation and regulations that are already in place. It ignores decades of case law, which are already established in the courts and give the courts direction in terms of dealing with these types of issues. It would move animals out of the property section into a new section, essentially giving them their own rights, if you will. It removes protections for legal and lawful activities provided for under the current criminal code, such as hunting and fishing, increases the scope of prosecution and liability, and narrows the defenses. It also has in there a nasty clause called the reverse onus clause, which means that it will be up to the defendant to prove their innocence if they're charged rather than for the prosecution to prove them guilty. It doesn't deal with enforcement, and it leaves it up to the courts to determine what terms like brutal and vicious mean, and it depends upon the courts to act reasonably, which we know is not always the case.
Wow. So what's the OFAH doing about this?
So the OFAH has been rallying our colleagues across the outdoor community and in other communities across the country. We ourselves have sent members of parliament to two very comprehensive packages outlining the key concerns we have with the bill. We've heard from a number of Liberal members, and this was a bill introduced by a Liberal private member. We've heard from a number of his colleagues who have said they will not support the bill. We are continuing to work with all of the fish and wildlife affiliates across the country, the medical community, the farming community, fairs and exhibitions, and other groups to rally opposition to this bill. And essentially, you know, we're looking to have this bill stop dead in its tracks.
So how can our listeners help out there, Greg?
Well, for starters, we've established on the OFAH website, there's a separate website that if you go on to OFAH.org and type in animal cruelty, it will give you the background information and you'll see some of the letters and some of the actions that OFAH has taken currently. And a new package just went out to all members of parliament today. In addition, you can contact, especially if you live in a riding where there's a Liberal member of parliament, you can call them. And using some of the information from that website, you can talk to them and tell them how opposed you are to the bill and urge them to not support the bill on second reading. As you pointed out, there are components on the bill with shark fins and the sale of dog and cat fur that really have no bearing on us whatsoever, nor if they had been in their own bill, just that, we wouldn't be having this discussion and we wouldn't be up, you know, concerned about it. Unfortunately, the bill goes much farther than that. And even though the author of the bill suggests it does not, we've had, legal counsel look at this. And based on his advice, we've taken a very strong position against the bill because it is certainly a threat to fishing, hunting, trapping, and other outdoor activities.
So educate yourself. Go to ofah.org, have a read, and give somebody a call. Show that you care, and we'll be here to help you all the way. Thanks, Greg.
You're more than welcome, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Winter dreams of fishing and hunting, and all that spring has to offer, is finally upon us. Make time to fulfill your outdoor aspirations this season. Try to live in the moment from time to time. It's good for your soul. So join me next week for some stream trout fishing tips, the massive expansion of the Spring Bear Pilot Hunt in Ontario, and a chat on our fishing and hunting heritage. Until then, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web
at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.